I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. If I told you that Pakistan's biggest city, Karachi, has a new mayor, that'd be a shrug, probably. He was sworn in today, in fact. And after the swearing-in, he went back to jail. Yeah, now you're not shrugging. I've got Beena Sarwar here to explain. She's a journalist and documentary filmmaker from Karachi. Beena, tell us who this new mayor is and why is he in jail?
Waseem Akhtar is a old-time worker with the Mutahida Qaumi Movement, the MQM, which is probably Karachi's strongest party still, even though it's had a lot of knocks in the recent years. And he is in jail because he is being accused under the terrorism court, by an anti-terrorism court, of aiding and abetting another party worker or former federal minister called Dr. Asim Hussain, who runs a hospital, at which he's been accused of sheltering or helping criminals and terrorists. And Waseem Akhtar has been in and out of jail for some months. He's gotten pre-arrest bail before, and his bail was rejected recently, and he was produced handcuffed at an anti-terrorist court before being put in jail in July last month.
Right. He was elected mayor last month, Waseem Akhtar was. And
he just elected mayor.
Yeah.
Now.
And he was, at the time of the vote, he was already in jail, right?
At the time of the vote, he was in jail. And he was brought in for the swearing in under police escort, not handcuffed this time.
Yeah, so explain how this works. You can run for office in Pakistan if you're in jail?
So he's been accused. He's facing charges. He has not been convicted. No charges against him have been proved so far. Much earlier this year, I think in January it was, he was being arrested for violating Section 144, which is a British era law according to which groups of more than four people cannot be together in public. It is a crowd control measure. And for loudspeaker misuse. I mean, those are kind of ridiculous charges in a way. Mm. But he was given pre-arrest bail for those charges. But these charges, again, like I said, he's been accused and the bail was rejected. But lawyers in Karachi, I was just speaking to a friend there, and they say that the court is going to have to give him bail, have to grant him bail. He cannot be running the affairs of the city, obviously, from behind the bars, as you pointed out. They have no reason to not grant him bail. And if they do not grant him bail, then it was going to be pretty bad for Karachi because MQM still enjoys a very wide support.
Is there a mayor if he's not granted bail?
Apparently, he's asked for an office to be set up in prison so he can run the affairs of the city from that position.
Wow.
But I don't think that's a likely scenario. And this whole thing can become really ugly and very messy if he doesn't get the bail that he is entitled to, which is his right as somebody who has not been convicted.
So today at his swearing in, what did Waseem Akhtar have to say about his mayorship? Do we know?
He made conciliatory noises. He said that he was going to work together with everybody. He said that he would work together with their main rivals. Their main political rivals in Karachi are former cricket captain, cricket hero, if you will, Imran Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, the PTI. And that has not been the MQM's earlier modus operandi. They've been pretty much a law unto themselves.
Beena, this whole story and everything I've ever read about Karachi, I mean, it sounds like it's different from other cities in Pakistan. I know there's a lot of corruption there, but it's also outsized. Things seem to run just differently. I mean, you're from Karachi. What is it about this city that seems to distort it, where you end up with a mayor who's in jail?
What makes Karachi different is that it's a microcosm of the country. You have representations of all ethnicities, religions, races, politics in Pakistan, in Karachi, which is the country's largest city of about 20 million, which is huge. Mm. It's a sprawling city. And because it's a melting pot, and that's something that I guess, it's like America in that way, or like New York, or it's the place where everybody comes for jobs, for opportunity. I guess that's what makes it different from the other cities where you are identified by your caste or who your family is or where you were educated. In Karachi, you can be self-made, and MQM is a self-made party. It's a party where you don't have to be rich or own land or have connections to powerful families to be in politics. And that's what makes the politics of Karachi different.
Journalist and documentary filmmaker Beena Sarwar, thanks very much for helping us out here.
Thank you, Marco.